Brando is the proud resident of Waterloo. He grew up in a beautiful little town with a stop sign called Redbud.
Mm-hmm.
He has been asked to go back for Redbud's 150th hoopla or something.
Yep.
And they asked him, based on what they've heard on 106.5 The Arch, to do some comedy. You know, he's open for Dave Attell twice.
Pretty impressive.
And that's all I've ever done, but, you know.
But, you know.
It's going to be an exclusive club. It's not a bad club to be in.
Then this happened.
How about a big round of applause for Robert Wagner, right? He's doing a great job up here.
Notice that's one person clapping, and it's Brando.
Me clapping.
It is.
You're a beautiful crowd. Wherever you are.
What happened?
There was nobody there.
He couldn't even get into his set.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Just nobody. I mean, there were obviously some people there, but he was just all alone. All by himself.
Very lonely up there on stage.
So here's what we're going to do. Brando is going to have to try to make us laugh. But Cassidy, here's the deal.
Okay.
Try not to laugh.
Well, what if it's funny?
I mean, if it's funny, but the idea is you want to hold back your laughter. Brando has to do his best.
What do I get if you guys laugh?
At trying to make us laugh. I mean, at least somebody laughed.
You get our laughter.
Better than what you got at the Redbud Hoopla.
Yeah, there was maybe some laughing. I had heard of laughing, but.
Okay, game starts now.
Okay, this is my impression of a 100-year-old man trying to get help at the Apple Store.
Excuse me, does anybody work here? All I see is kids with their necklaces on. Excuse me. It smells so nice in here, but ain't nobody want to help me.
Welcome to the Apple Store. May I help you?
Thank you, young man. Or woman. I have a question. If I want to use my phone to call the store, how do I do that?
Well, you just unlock your screen, open your phone app, and then dial the number.
Well, there ain't no padlock on my phone, so it's already unlocked. What do I have to do with that nap?
Oh, no.
Did you do this joke at your thing?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. Next.
This was just for you.
Thank you. We feel so honored.
Can I keep going?
Not with that joke.
That's what I have. I got a whole sketch.
Oh, a whole sketch. Okay. Continue.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you, young person. Now, this is one of them fancy phones that you gotta flip to get started. Yeah, I can show you.
I'm sorry, sir. This isn't an iPhone.
No, it ain't an iPhone. It's my phone. It's in my phone. You just flip it. Now flip it.
Well, we don't carry that phone.
Well, of course you don't carry this phone. I carry this phone. It's in my pocket.
But what I mean is it's not the type of phone that we sell, so we can't really help you.
Well, who's we? You got somebody living up in that crazy hair on your head?
Would you be interested in maybe upgrading to a new phone, a new iPhone?
Would you be interested in upgrading your ugly face?
Rude. So rude.
Sir, if you're going to insult me, you're going to have to leave the store.
Insulting you? You're insulting me. I can tell you're undressing me with your eyes.
So how much longer does the bit go?
Do you want to keep going? It ends with a dance. Are you ready?
Dance? This is radio.
I'm doing a dance for you. Hoochie-coochie, 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 hoochie-coochie.
What is this, Brando?
All right, there
what
we go.
What is happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brando trying to make us laugh on 106.5 The Arch.
I wanted to. I was right there with you. I tried.